His Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, sun and clouds today, mid-70s. Partly cloudy, mid-50s tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, mid-70s. Friday, partly cloudy, a scattered shower possible, lower 70s. And Saturday, some sun, scattered showers, temperature in the mid-50s. We'll get the full details from Pat in just a few minutes. A story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American in Kent. The Planning and Zoning Commission hearing on a controversial proposal to place 13 houses on a meadow just north of town closed October 14th. Commissioners now have 65 days to come up with a decision. That meeting was attended by more than 90 people. The application has spurred letters objecting to the proposal, particularly that the development would mar the beauty of the northern gateway to the town. The plan for the North Main Street property has been altered. An engineer, the developers of Long Island City, and also Eric Titz of Cornwall no longer are seeking a subdivision. They plan to develop a common interest community, so there will not be 13 individual lots, but the 13 acres will be considered one piece of property. The arson case of a Great Barrington property owner accused of setting fire to the building that formerly housed apartments and Wonderful Things Yarn Store has been moved to Berkshire Superior Court. A grand jury earlier this month indicted 85-year-old Harry A. Sano Jr. on charges he allegedly set fire to the building on Stockbridge Road over the summer in an attempt to defraud his insured, Lloyds of London. The building had a history of unsafe living conditions and previously served as a multifamily apartment whose units first were scrutinized in the fall of 2017 when five tenants were taken to the hospital with carbon monoxide poisoning from a faulty furnace. In Connecticut, following a soft launch last week, Connecticut has fully launched sports betting. The full launch of online wagering and iCasino began at 6 a.m. on Tuesday, coming after a delayed start and then a soft launch last week. Mohican Sun is partnering with FanDuel. Foxwoods is working with DraftKings. The Connecticut Lottery has a deal with Rush Street Interactive and its Sugar House website. Each sportsbook can have 750 customers. DraftKings and FanDuel are invite only, but fans can try to be part of the lottery's test by signing up at ctplaysugarhouse.com. In Berkshire County, some local towns have set trick-or-treat hours. In Egremont, no trick-or-treat hours. Halloween party for children from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, October 30th in French Park. In Great Barrington, 5:30 to 7:30 on Sunday the 31st. In Sandersfield, townwide Halloween trick-or-treat trail, 1 to 4 on Sunday the 31st. You must sign up by October 20th to have your house added to the trick-or-treat trail map and receive free Halloween trail lawn markers indicating participation. In Stockbridge, the 11th annual Pumpkin Walk goes from 5:30 till 7:30 on Friday, October 29th, outside the Stockbridge Library. Children who drop off a carved pumpkin will receive a free book while supplies last. A free take-and-make craft table also will be available while supplies last. Halloween-themed story times at 5:30 and 6:30 on the front lawn. Space is limited. Reservations are required. More information, stockbridgelibrary.org. In West Springfield, the director of public health told Western Mass News last night there are only 100 COVID cases in the Bay State that could be linked to the Big E. Officials say that's good news, considering more than a million people attended the 17-day fair. Quoting here, so 1.5 million people, according to Big E's data, and 100, as you know, is a fraction of a fraction of that number. End quote. The Northeast Community Center is hosting a Bluegrass Day at the Millerton Farmers Market, 6 Duchess Avenue in Millerton, this coming Saturday from 10:30 to 1:30. You can join members of the Hudson Valley Bluegrass Association for an open jam. Beginners are welcome. All players are welcome to a free lunch. In Cornwall, the Board of Education has a Zoom meeting, and at 7 p.m., Cornwall Affordable Housing Steering Committee has a Zoom forum as well. Sharon and Salisbury, the Salisbury-Sharon Transportation Advisory Committee, the track committee in Kent, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting at 6 p.m., Conservation Commission regular meeting at 7 p.m. On Thursday in Salisbury at 4 p.m., the Salisbury Economic Development Committee. In Cornwall on Thursday at 7 p.m., the Board of Finance has a Zoom meeting. Film Columbia 21 runs October 22nd through 31st. It's a film fan's delight. More information is available at the website for crandalltheater.org. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting coming up on Friday at 11 o'clock. It'll be on Zoom. North Canaan Events Committee presents the North Canaan Fall Fest, downtown municipal parking lot, October 23rd from 1 till 4. Family-friendly fun, trick-or-treat around town to visit the local businesses. All-day fun at the Great Falls Brewing Company. There'll be a food truck as well from 12 to 7. Costume party starts at 6 p.m. Masks are required for some activities by all participants. The Amenia Fire Company will sponsor its mouthwatering takeout-only chicken barbecue on Saturday at the Amenia Firehouse, 36 Mechanic Street, drive-through style event with dinners ready for pickup between 3 and 6 p.m. Tickets are $16 each and are available on a pre-order basis by calling 845-418-8633. The dinner is an important fundraiser for the fire company, and all purchases would be appreciated. A longtime member and driving force in the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service passed away back in December. SVAS and the family are holding a celebration of the life for Ted Davis on Sunday at the Town Grove in Salisbury from 11 until 3. The public is invited to attend. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,457.31. The NASDAQ, 15,129.09, and the S&P 500 at 4519.63. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.